From the headquarters of the United Nations Development Program, this is Nature for Development, the podcast about nature, people, and sustainability. I'm your host, Julie Capovard. For this episode, we're joined by Ghulam Mohammed, the Chief Executive Officer of the Baltistan Wildlife Conservation and Development Organization, or BWCDO. BWCDO is a nonprofit organization in Baltistan, Pakistan. Since 1999, BWCDO has been working to ensure that snow leopards and humans coexist in harmony, since the snow leopard is classified as vulnerable on the IUCN Red List. In 2017, BWCDO received the Equator Prize, an award recognizing outstanding local community and indigenous peoples from across the world that are advancing innovative on-the-ground solutions to climate change, environment, and poverty challenges. Welcome to the podcast, Ghulam.
Thank you for having me, Julie. I would like to thank all of you, especially Equator Initiative team, for providing the opportunity.
Thanks so much for making the time to talk to us, Ghulam. We are so excited to introduce our listeners to the important work of your organization. Do you mind giving us some background of how BWCDO formed and what was the driving force behind it?
BWCDO started as a pilot project in 1999 for testing livestock insurance scheme led by Dr. Shafkat Hussain, who is now professor at Trinity College. The main reason was to resolve the conflict between farmers and snow leopard. Protect snow leopard population through community involvement by alleviate hardship caused by snow leopard and providing economic and social benefits. When snow leopard kills livestock, then farmers used to kill the snow leopard. So till 2005, we run it as a pilot project, which we used to call Project Snow Leopard. In 2005, we added 4 more villages and started livestock insurance in 5 villages altogether. In 2006, we won Rolex Award and expanded our work in 10 more villages. And again, livestock insurance we started. Currently, we are working with 26 villages and running 19 livestock insurance schemes across Baltistan region.
So the goal is to resolve conflict between farmers and snow leopard attacks. I know that in rural Pakistani communities, farmers have a really strong incentive to kill snow leopards, because by killing the animal, they are safeguarding their livelihoods and ensuring the well-being of their families. They really don't have an incentive to conserve the snow leopards. So there's this conflict between farmers and traditional conservationists. Farmers see the snow leopard as a threat that should be eliminated, right? While conservationists see it as a charismatic species that should be protected. So how does BWCDO reconcile these different perspectives on snow leopards and secure the collaboration between conservationists and farmers to conserve the snow leopard?
Yeah. Basically, the farmers' negative incentive that the farmers kill the snow leopard. We are trying to resolve or mitigate the conflict through compensation to the farmers for their losses. Mm-hmm. Secondly, we gave them small-scale infrastructure projects, i.e. water supply, pony tracks, protective works, predator-proof corrals. Thirdly, we are giving them awareness raising through conservation education. Currently, we are supporting 1,700 girls and 1,300 boys. The girls are the first generation who are getting education. We believe that the children of the region are the future. So we are focusing on their education and awareness. We think in order to make conservation sustainable, we have to target the attitude of people. We also train teachers to give environment-related lectures, particularly focusing on snow leopard. Through these incentives, we are trying to change the farmers' negative attitude, ideology, or their world views about snow leopard. The job is a bit difficult because I can say that if the most difficult thing is to change the attitude of people, but we are getting success to change their attitude about snow leopard.
Right, of course. So through education, particularly geared towards girls, and through farmer incentives, they want to change their negative attitude and ideology so that they can change their behavior. So how do you know if the interventions of BWCDO are working to preserve the snow leopard populations? How do you know if they've been successful, and what kind of interventions have been the most successful?
Yeah, measuring the success of snow leopard conservation can be particularly bit tricky. It's very difficult because we can't measure, especially to count the snow leopard population exactly. But we are trying to measure it through 2-3 methods. So in Pakistan, number one is scat collection. We collect the shed of this snow leopard. Through scat collection, we do genetic analysis. Through this, we know about the number of snow leopard. Second technique is camera trapping. Through this, we know that the area, how many snow leopards are surviving. And the thirdly, we go to the pupil. We get information from them. We interview them. But the third one is not much reliable and successful as compared to scat collection and this camera trapping. Again, through these three methods that we came to know that the area where BWCDO is working, the population of snow leopard is stable. And currently the numbers of the area where we are working, 25 to 40 snow leopards are surviving.
And some of the methods that you are doing to preserve the snow leopard, right, is livestock insurance and predator-proof fences and corrals, is that right?
Yeah, basically, livestock insurance scheme is first time we just introduced in the communities, because when snow leopard kill their livestock, so they used to retaliate, they used to kill. But we just, our main theme is to compensate them. And also our second theme to just give them alternative measures like provide predator-proof corrals. Till now, we just constructed 49 predator-proof corrals. So during nighttime, their livestock are safe. So we think that the snow leopard, due to these like precautionary measures, the areas where we are working, the snow leopard population is doing fine. Even recently in March, I visited one of our project area. I saw, even I can tell you, this was my first time, I saw three snow leopards with naked eyes.
So it means,
yeah, this is a big, because no one can see, because the snow leopard is a solitary animal. It's just totally go in just like the places where no one can see when his body and his structure is similar to mountains. But during this winter, we saw three snow leopards from the village. So it means the population is growing. So it's a good sign.
So you actually saw the snow leopards in the wild, and so that goes to show that they are less rare of a sighting than they normally were?
Basically, yeah, many years back, there were no snow leopards people used to see. Now, since last 5-6 years, the population is growing. So they are coming near to the village, so during winter, so it's unusual. So it means the population is growing.
That's so amazing to hear that your interventions have been successful. So you've also described before that one of the major challenges that BWCDO faces is ideological in nature, since many natural resource management agencies in Pakistan and throughout the world are not necessarily concerned with the human dimension of conservation. In this situation, what are some of the possible ways to scale up your work to the national level or to other initiatives in other countries?
Yeah, this is very tough problem, mainly because changing the people's mindsets, ideology is very difficult. The traditional conservation organizations or even state wildlife agencies, they don't focus or concentrate on human dimensions. Due to this, the conflict arises. But BWCDO approach is a bit different. We want to demonstrate the successful model of conservation, which is based on coexistence. Coexistence of both wildlife and as well as human societies. We try to communicate our message or present our model through social media, such as we write articles on magazines, newspapers, and also for different journals. And also through our website to give awareness and information. However, it will take time to scale up the model in national level. But the main important thing is that we try to communicate our message to the people who are involved in decision making or policy level about snow leopards. And we hope one day our government or our other agencies, they will adopt our policy. The good success is that our model, the livestock insurance, first time in the world, Dr. Shafkat Hussain, now India, China, Nepal, in the areas where snow leopard is, so our model, they applied. So it means our model is applied in other countries. Why not in our state agencies?
So you said that the BWCDO model has actually been applied in India, China, and Nepal.
In some areas, now our government is also thinking about this livestock insurance, but this model mostly popular in the world, not only in Pakistan, I mean, but it's also popular in entire world where snow leopard population is.
So we've also seen that COVID-19 is having a potentially devastating impact on wildlife conservation and also anti-poaching efforts. How does COVID-19 impact the conservation efforts of BWCDO right now?
Yeah, as you compare to other countries like Africa and other countries, as such, we don't have any issue about poaching or illegal hunting in Pakistan, because the areas where we are working is remote and people know each other. So we don't have such problems. But some of our activities have been suffered due to COVID-19, and our activities are limited that we can't work on it. And some of our construction work activities we stopped because we have to construct some construction about predator proof corral this year. And we had to do dialogues with the community. And also we have to start our projects to three new communities. And we have to start the registration kind of things. But again, the main thing which we affected and our work affected the conservation education programs, our schools are closed. Yeah, just the main thing we are suffered this our conservation education, basically the education where we are supporting. So in Ramadan, we had to have like a fundraising. Due to COVID-19, we can't organize such events. So our donors inform us, we will only have a portion of our expected funding for the year. Despite our best efforts, we fear that our teachers will face salary cuts ranging from 40 to 60%. But this year, we just cut off our teacher salaries. So this puts at risk the future of 3,000 students in some of the poorest region in the area. And also, like apart from the ethics of ensuring that our teachers receive fair wages, especially in a time of crisis, our teachers have been extensively trained and their capacity as instructors and role model means that they cannot simply be replaced in the future. So this is the problem we are facing. Again, our teachers, lots of cut on their salary side. Even we cut off our administration about this, our education programs, since last 9 years, because we put lots of efforts. Now, due to this COVID-19, we can't do fundraising. So these kind of challenges we are facing.
Yeah, definitely. Realize that it's a very disconcerting situation for educators and teachers right now. So I understand why that would put a damper on your education campaigns. So what can we do to help protect and conserve wildlife right now, given the COVID-19 pandemic? What do you recommend?
Yeah, first of all, again, I would like to thank you that you give us opportunity to speak about and give exposure about our work, that we could disseminate our message. If there is any funding opportunity is available, we would request for our conservation education programs, which can be help for it. That would be great. Hopefully, this situation will be no longer than 6 months or 1 year. This period is very difficult because no one can predict about this COVID-19 because this came suddenly. So this year is very difficult. We couldn't have planning for this cutoff, lots of cutoff. If you could provide support for emergency situation would be great. If we lose our teachers, then all of our work could be in vain as the community resorts back to its old practices and the wildlife of the region begins to suffer as a result, because we put up lots of effort to give awareness about the snow leopard. So any kind of support can be for this like educational programs.
Yeah, we are definitely living in an unpredictable time. So I understand why you need as much support as you can possibly get right now. And so this brings us towards the end of our podcast. And I wanted to ask you, what would be one last recommendation that you'd like to leave with your listeners today? Either that's a piece of knowledge or some education regarding snow leopard conservation. What is one take-home message?
We should see conservation as a holistic process, meaning that it is not only about protecting wildlife, but it is also about protecting people's livelihood. And unless and until we balance both of these objectives, we will not be able to achieve success. And that it means we should involve not only natural scientists, but also social scientists in conservation-related activities. The problem in current era, mostly the natural scientists who involve such activities. But the problem come to the communities like socially, like conflict between snow leopard and the communities. So the natural scientists can't resolve. But I suggest if some social scientists in conservation related activities will be involved, would be good.
Thank you so much again, Ghulam, for taking the time to speak to our listeners today about the work of the Baltistan Wildlife Conservation and Development Organization. I really, really appreciated learning more about your story, and I think our listeners would really benefit from this. For our listeners, we hope you join us for the next episode of the Nature for Development podcast. Till next time.
Thank you very much. So kind of you.